This is Matt Wells at UN News. The head of the UN Migration Agency, IOM, is strongly advocating for governments everywhere to respect the fundamental right of healthcare when it comes to ensuring vulnerable migrants and the displaced get equal access to COVID-19 vaccines. In an interview for UN News, Antonio Vitorino wants migrants to be included in all plans, regardless of their legal status, adding that IOM stands ready to provide practical support to countries who need help battling the pandemic. IOM's Yasmina Guerda began by asking the Director General to outline the overall impact of the pandemic on migrants and the displaced.
COVID-19 has had an enormous impact on people on the move. First and foremost, health impact. Because usually migrants live in very crowded livelihood places, households, and of course they are prone to be infected. And secondly, with lockdowns and with the travel restrictions, there are almost 3 million migrants blocked, stranded all over the world. So there are health impacts and also social economic impacts, very serious ones that underline the vulnerabilities of migrants everywhere in the world.
It seems now that there's not really going to be vaccines for everyone immediately. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit what are IOM's recommendations regarding the prioritization and the inclusion of migrants in the various vaccine plans that national governments are putting in place.
We strongly advocate to have migrants, refugees, internally displaced people fully included in the vaccination plans, irrespective of their legal status. Because, as the Secretary General of the United Nations has said very clearly, no one is safe until everybody is safe. So the reasoning for the interest of the host communities is also to guarantee that the migrants, irrespective of their legal status, have access to national vaccination plans.
And what does that mean exactly? Are you asking for a special treatment?
No, not a special treatment. It's to follow the criteria that are used for nationals being applied to non-nationals, which means recognizing those who are in more vulnerable positions, who have comorbidities, who have, because of their age, take risks, extra risks of being contaminated. So it's an equal treatment, but in this equal treatment, everybody should be included.
And do you feel like governments around the world are receiving that message and are understanding the importance of basing their prioritization on public health principles rather than immigration status principles?
I think that there are quite a number of countries worldwide, for instance, Texas, the state of Texas in the United States, or Portugal, or even countries in Latin America like Ecuador, who are accepting the presence and the access of migrants to not just the testing mechanisms, but also now to the vaccination mechanisms. But I still think that there are a number of countries that have not realized that it is in the interest of the entire host community to have migrants fully integrated in the vaccination plans. So there is work to be done.
Many migrants are finding themselves in irregular situations and may fear that they could be arrested or deported if they show up to get vaccinated. What can a government do in order to preempt that?
I think that there is a basic principle, which is the respect for the fundamental right of healthcare. And that's why WHO and IOM supports the claim for universal health coverage. And we know that is a difficulty there because sometimes migrants, especially the ones who are in irregular situation, are reluctant to have recourse to the national health system because they are afraid of being detained or deported. The key issue is to guarantee trust and mutual confidence with those migrants and to guarantee them that there will be no law enforcement implications for having access to the healthcare and especially to the vaccination process.
And those who feel like maybe the vaccine has not been properly checked, there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy going around, not just on the COVID vaccine, on other vaccines as well. What is your message to migrants and displaced persons around the world regarding the COVID-19 vaccine?
I think that vaccines always have some risks. But at the current situation, at the current moment, I think that there is sufficient evidence from the scientific and technical point of view that the vaccines that will be available are safe and they guarantee the protection of the persons against the virus. So my message is very clear. I think that it is absolutely necessary that each one takes care of his own health. Acting responsibly, using the mask, washing the hands, but at the same time having recourse to the vaccines that is a tool, a medical tool, put at their disposal to protect them against this very aggressive virus that we are confronted with.
And finally, what is IOM doing or planning to do in order to support governments in these vaccination campaigns they're leading?
IOM has a network worldwide of more than 70 clinics and more than 20 laboratories everywhere in the world, in all regions. We have been very much involved in supporting governments in the testing during the first phase of the pandemic, and we are ready to engage in supporting the governments in setting up national vaccination plans and also in supporting with the necessary staff to assure that migrants are fully included in the vaccination process.